knew that when Trump became president, it would become bring your wife, kids, and brother and girlfriend to work day, every day. In case you've been distracted by Signalgate, let me bring something to your attention. It's been reported that Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth brought his wife to not one, but two meetings regarding sensitive and confidential information. The first one was on March 6th at the Pentagon. It was a high-level discussion between Hegseth and UK Secretary of Defense John Healey. This meeting happened just a day after the U.S. said it had cut off military intelligence sharing with Ukraine. They discussed the U.S. rationale for the decision and future military collaborations between the countries. The second meeting Jennifer attended occurred last month at the North Atlantic Treaty Organization headquarters in Brussels. This meeting included the Ukraine Defense Contact Group. It's a U.S.-led forum of nearly 50 nations that coordinates production and delivery of weapons and support for Ukraine. Don't know about you, but that's definitely something I don't want someone's wife to attend. But hey, you know, I'm sure she's honest. It's not like she had a baby with him while he was still married to his second wife. Question here, can Hegseth do his job without a babysitter? Does he need his wife to help him with his duties? Is he that incompetent that she has to help him with his daily tasks? Is he that reckless and feckless that she has to watch over his every move? Does he have a drinking problem she has to monitor? Or is it that she just wants to know what's going on for some other reason, to report on it, to leak it to someone, to get a scoop, and to make a name for herself? Best case scenario, she's some stepford wife who's obsessed with being married to someone who has power, and she just wants to rub it in everyone's faces. But still, a civilian shouldn't have access to all that confidential military information. She isn't employed by the Defense Department. Who knows where the information she hears might end up? Hey, she might just copy her husband and talk about it on a group chat. But it gets better. Hegseth also has been traveling with his brother. What is it with these people? If a millennial showed up to work with their wife and sibling, they'd be told they were weak little babies who were coddled and couldn't handle the real world. But these people bring the whole family. It's probably just Hegseth cashing in on travel opportunities and getting his family free airfare and trips abroad. But again, why should I pay for that? Why, when we are undergoing massive cuts and people are losing their jobs, why should I watch him and his family get elite treatment and perks while everyday Americans are suffering? It's giving let-them-eat-cake vibes. Now let me bring in Elon Musk here for a second. He's seen constantly with little X in the White House. What if employees at USAID or the Social Security Administration or the National Parks or any of the other agencies that Musk is gutting were bringing their kids to work? How long would we have to hear about it? Forever. This is the administration that won't shut up about hard work and how federal employees should work as hard as the president and be efficient. Never mind that federal workers didn't run for president of the United States, nor do they get the salary and perks. Excuse me, how are kids in the workplace efficient? I'd love to see federal employees take their children to the office and see what Musk would say. Probably too much of a psychopath to realize the hypocrisy, but nevertheless, it would be funny. And one more complaint I'd like to squeeze in here. Did you notice that Musk brought Siobhan Zelis to a meeting with Indian Prime Minister Modi? Yeah, this dude brought his girlfriend to work, or his friends with benefits, or his side piece, or his hookup. Or his baby mama? Is that better? Why did a meeting with a dignitary become a night out for a couple? All she did was shag Musk. She has no role, interest, or place to be in a meeting with a foreign prime minister. And for Musk, why can't you do your job without your baby mama hanging around? Why can't you do your job without your kids hanging around? We know you can afford childcare. So what is this? Just you giving the middle finger to Americans, telling us that you can do whatever the hell you want whenever the hell you feel like it? The fact that girlfriends, wives, siblings, and kids are being brought to work by our senior officials should tell you all you need to know about this administration. Do you get it yet? They're not there to do the work and fix America. They're there to play on the taxpayer dollar. They're there to flout their power and influence in your face. They're reminding you that they exist in the ivory tower, and you don't. You're not invited. They are the lord and you're the serf. You tell me, if you showed up to an interview at Tesla, SpaceX, The Boring Company, or Neuralink with your baby mama and child in tow waiting for you in the lobby, would you get the job? If you waited until you were hired and then brought them into the office, would you keep your job? The answer to both of those questions are no. And it's about damn time that Americans start holding people like Musk and Hegseth to the same high standard of hard work and efficiency that they expect of everyone else. Now that you know where we've been, find out where we're going. Tune in to Ladies Love Politics, where you can stay informed without going insane.